This week, high school administrators and teachers at the Boston International Newcomers Academy went into crisis mode. It's because a significant number of their students come from countries now on President Trump's travel ban list, and nearly 15% identify as Muslim. Tanya Mosley of WBUR's Edify team sat down with students from Somalia and Sudan, two of the seven countries under the 90-day travel ban.
They met me in the principal's office to share in their own words what it's like to be Muslim and from a country on the banned list.
My first name is Fatima and my last name is Ibrahim and I'm 19 years old.
My name is Betiel Burhane. I'm 18 years old. I'm from Sudan. The past few weeks have been about survival and like coping and just living because that's what you do, we just keep on living.
Coping and survival at a time when we'd like to think most high school seniors are focused on spring break, prom, and college acceptance letters. Here's Betiel Burhane in her own words.
My little sibling were saying, should we pack? Or like, should we say goodbye to our school? I tell them, like, there are people who are fighting against this. This is not going to happen. There are lawyers. I told them all, like, the facts, and I just tell them that we're not gonna go back. So my brother was talking about, like, how the first time we heard that we were coming to America, how, like, we felt it was a key to, like, to opportunities. He was saying that the same key that opened the doors could be, like, the keys that close them, and that just like stuck into my ears, like it keeps ringing. And then he was like, to live in a free world is to live like in a place with no doors, or like in a place with no keys or no key holders.
Hearing Burhane talk about her brother reminds Ibrahim of a conversation she recently had with her sisters. All of them moved here from Somalia 4 years ago.
They were saying we wish we never like came here because we wouldn't face all this discrimination or racism. Because before we came here, we didn't know about it. But now, since we face it every day, it's like.
Also, remember, like this is, you cannot fall more than this. America has fallen, like we're done falling. So like there is hope. There are people, and it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be okay.
But the travel ban on Muslim majority countries just solidifies what Ibrahim feels here, in Boston.
Sometimes I say I wish I wasn't Somalian or something else. Sometimes, you know, I say I wish if I was boy or something, so I don't need to go out with the scarf.
Ibrahim puts a hood over her head when she leaves school each day because her scarf, while a symbol of her faith, is also a target for bigots. She learned that recently on the Orange Line when a woman started yelling at her.
She was telling me, I'm a terrorist, I should go back to my country, and the sad thing, nobody said anything on the train.
Burhane stands up and gives Ibrahim a hug. Before spilling out into the hallway, there's class to get to. Work to get done, as they learn to cope and survive during these uncertain times. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Special funding for Edify provided by Lesley University, where creativity empowers teachers to inspire future generations. Explore undergraduate and graduate programs in education at lesley.edu.